The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, Jesus says, and I will give you rest. That has to be the most compelling invitation in the entire Bible. Is there anybody you know who is not burdened? Do you know anybody who does not labor and yearn for rest? We all do. We all do. But what we yearn for, it's a lot more than just downtime. What we yearn for is a lot more than just relaxation. That's never enough. What we yearn for is a wellspring of joy that never runs dry. Now, there's an illusion that we all live under, that this joy that we yearn for is outside of ourselves and is just one possession away or one accomplishment away. Here, finish this sentence. Right? I will be happy when I can. Finish that sentence. Everybody can. I'll be happy when I can. Everybody thinks that this joy that we're yearning for is something outside of ourselves. And one of life's greatest paradoxes, probably the greatest secret of living, is that it does not come from filling ourselves up. It comes from emptying ourselves out. Second Vatican Council once said, man only discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. Now that doesn't mean necessarily doing more. Plenty of people out there already doing way too much. What it means, rather, is saying to God, thy will be done, and actually meaning it. Jesus says, take my yoke upon your shoulders. What's a yoke? Remember what a yoke is? A pair of oxen carry a yoke. What's a yoke? It's a wooden truss. And it does not take a burden away, does it? It rather allows a burden to be carried. It actually is something of a burden in and of itself, but it allows a burden to be carried. What's the yoke of Jesus Christ? It's doing the will of his heavenly Father. Look through the Gospels, and you will find Jesus making one statement more frequently than any other statement anywhere in the Bible. And it's not, you know, love your neighbor or be good to your enemy. Jesus says more than anything else in the Bible, I have come to do the will of my heavenly Father. That's his yoke. And he carries it even to the point of death, doesn't he? Why? Because there is nothing greater. There is no other love in all the universe. You can do no better than to wholeheartedly carry out the will of God. And as Jesus does, so too we must do. To say to God, thy will be done, and actually mean it. That's the yoke that he's talking about, that gives us the rest that we thirst for. You know what really causes our burden in life? It's when we carry a yoke of our own making. Maybe it's living in the minds of other people. Maybe it's carrying out your own little plans and your own little projects. If you have something in your life that's crushing your spirit, I guarantee you it does not come from your Heavenly Father. The yoke of Jesus Christ is light and easy. Light and easy compared with what? To the yoke of our own making that God never intended that we carry. First reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah says, you'll run and not grow weary, because your God will be your strength. You want to run through this life and not grow weary, come back to the basics. Listen to Jesus Christ. He says two things. Come to me and learn from me. If we're wearied, if we're burdensome, we have to continue to realize that we have not yet come to him and we have not yet learned from him. You always come back to the basics. Come to me, learn from me, and I will give you rest, says the Lord. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that. Saint Juan Diego, pray for us.